Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
First up, we're going to look at the simple yet hugely significant issue of who runs this country. Paul Keating, the former Prime Minister, once said, "You change the Prime Minister, you change the country." And he's right. So notwithstanding the shenanigans in Canberra over recent days and weeks and months, and the endless commentary on the future of Julia Gillard, it is a vital question I think we need to be across. It may well be that we're entering a fortnight where the leadership of our nation could well be up for grabs. Certainly since the government's devastating loss in the High Court on the Malaysia solution, many in the commentariat writing Julia Gillard off. Former Labor Senator Graham Richardson says it's way too late for her. The ABC's Barry Cassidy says many strategists in the Labor Party, even before the events of this past week, were starting to focus on life for Labor during an Abbott government. The Australian's Dennis Shanahan says the destabilisation of Julia Gillard's leadership has begun. The respected Paul Kelly, also from The Australian, he says, frankly, it's hard to imagine a greater tale of woe. Julia Gillard's poll numbers are now, and have been for quite some time, way lower than Kevin Rudd's when he was rolled as Prime Minister. I thought of doing a quick straw poll on our Open House Community Facebook page. We've just put up a simple question just now. Who do you think should be leading Labor? Names like Bill Shorten, Greg Combey, Simon Crean, blast from the past, Stephen Smith, or Kevin Rudd have been mentioned. Do you favour one of those, or still Julia Gillard, we've got to ask? Quick, simple question for a quick, simple answer. Who do you think should be leading Labor? Post now on our Open House Community Facebook page. We'll see where that takes us. Now, it would be all too easy tonight to offer the opposition a free kick on this, but I wanted to go to a man with a keen insight into all of this from the Labor side. Gary Johns is a former Hawke government minister and he's now Associate Professor of Public Policy at the Australian Catholic University and a keen commentator on Australian politics. Gary joins us from Brisbane tonight on Open House. Gary, welcome.
Thank you, Lee.
Gary, I want to cover three areas with you. First, policy. Second, personalities. And third, perhaps a surprising question. So first, policy. Starting with the events of this past week and the Malaysia solution, but going back before that, how did you view that policy when it was first announced on the back of everything that Labor had said about John Howard's Pacific solution?
Well, it was an attempt to get the same result in a very clumsy way. And the High Court has determined that it was not only clumsy, it was probably illegal.
And a harsher way?
It probably was because we had less control over the future of those people who were, if you like, sent away for some time and put to the back of the queue. And when we had Nauru under our control, in effect, we could better look after those people who'd come to us seeking asylum while we sorted out whether, in fact, they were to be refugees or not.
Okay. So this week, this past week, how damaging was the High Court's rejection of the Malaysia solution to Julia Gillard and Labor?
Well, I'm tempted to say it was fatal, but I think they were already pretty well dead. So, I mean, that may seem a brutal assessment, but we're talking about a dysfunctional government that doesn't seem to be able to deliver. And I was quite shocked by the High Court's decision. I'm sure the government were more shocked than I, because they would have had advice from the Solicitor General to say that they were on safe ground. The point is, they're seen to have failed again in a major area that Julia Gillard, Prime Minister, had said that they would deliver on.
Julia Gillard herself, what are the implications for her?
Well, she's in big trouble. I'm not sure. She can't get out of it, but I'm not sure what Labor does about that.
Will she go over this and on the back of everything else, do you think?
Well, that's the key question, Lee. I've said previously in discussions leading up to the last couple of weeks that she has to choose. Either she goes or the carbon tax, for instance, which was the big negative for her government. She was seen to have lied on that. Now we have the problem with asylum seekers, and she may no longer have the option to ditch some policies and go. She may well be asked to go. So I think her time is ticking down, but look, I really don't know what else will happen. Who would replace her? I mean, it would just be awful in caucus at the moment. People just don't know.
It's been clear over her comments for the last couple of days that she's going to have to be blown out.
Yeah, possibly. Let's see what news poll says when it's reported, maybe in the morning, but possibly Tuesday. And I suggest the numbers for Labor will fall even further. If they don't, then we really have hit a thing called rock bottom. They're bad.
And why I mentioned the next fortnight is that after that, Parliament's back in the hothouse. Everybody's back in that kind of crazy city and crazy building, and that's where the leadership speculation will reach a fever pitch, I suspect.
I think you're right. Now, interestingly, on the news this evening, I see that that the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, has said that the Nauru solution may well have been ruled out by the High Court's decision unless he changes the Migration Act. Well, of course he's going to do that, but then he says, well, that's up to Tony Abbott. Now, Abbott has suggested that he will work with the government to amend the Migration Act to make Nauru safe, if you like, from legal challenge. Now, that's an interesting shift. We may well see Abbott literally taking on the mantle of the alternative Prime Minister. Now, you don't do that. That is, in a sense, give the government a free kick and allow it to get some policy through, unless you really think it's all over and you're absolutely on top.
So before we leave policy on the carbon tax, how seriously is that being regarded out there, and how serious is that for Labor?
Well, people need to understand, the carbon tax proposal is an abatement strategy. That is, people want to solve the environmental problems of the world that arise through global warming, and they want to do it by stopping carbon emissions. Now, that probably won't work. It's just an irrational policy. Good economics, but you ask an economist for a cost-effective solution, it has to actually be effective. Now, I think that's sinking through at an intellectual level, and for the voters, with great respect, they're probably thinking at a different level, which is that Prime Minister Gillard said she would not have a carbon tax, and then she changed her mind. So it's a breach of faith issue. So on carbon tax, she's in big trouble because there's a breach of faith issue. But beneath that is also a shift, I think, in the intellectual ground that says, look, I really don't think that the abatement strategy will ever work anyway, so why are we doing it?
Okay, that's policy. Second on personalities.
Yep.
If she is replaced, can I run a few names past you for your comment? First, Stephen Smith.
Well, very capable, very decent person, but it would be a bit like having an undertaker in charge of, as you inter the body. So, no.
Okay. Greg Combe.
No, I don't think the party will experiment with the left ever again.
Bill Shorten, quoted from a business roundtable in Peter Harch's column this weekend. Bill Shorten's quoted as saying, there's no way we're bringing that expletive-deleted Rudd back. And there was this, I'm ready to serve as leader. What do you reckon about Bill Shorten?
Shorten will probably be the leader, but he'd be crazy to take it on now. I think we'll go to someone like Crean, but who's a steady hand, won't sort of be a long-term leader. So he's the typical night watchman. But you would only do that if you have literally given up.
And not Kevin Rudd.
No. Kevin was at the very heart of the dysfunctional culture of the cabinet government. And he, along with Swan and Gillard, Tanner having resigned, and retired, sorry, was part of the heart of the dysfunctional culture of this Labor government, so he can't come back.
Okay. Finally, to perhaps my surprising question, because I don't hear this being asked by many people, what do you think the right thing would be to happen for Australia or for the people of Australia with Labor's leadership?
Well, this government should walk out, literally. We're not able to have sort of strong government and the policy discussions that we need at present. We have a group of independents who are not representing the views. These are the country New South Wales independents who are not really representing the views of their people. They are quite a shock when they jumped to the Labor side. So I think we're looking at a pretty ugly situation where people feel as though we don't have government in charge. It doesn't reflect the general flavour of Australia's interests, and I think they'd like it resolved in an election to give them the choice.
Gary Johns, very much appreciate you joining us on Open House.
Thanks indeed, Lee.
Thanks very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.